Sai che sola non ti lascio mai. Sei le mie gioie e tutti i miei guai. Io amo l'Inter.
Welcome back, brothers of the world. Ciao. Hello. Hola. Guten Tag. Bonjour. This is the official Inter podcast in English. Non so quanto assurdo il nostro amore per il nero azzurro. And we are back again, and I'm smiling again, and I'm really finding it difficult not to be excited with this one. It's getting closer and closer. It's really funny. I want to tell you a little story because it's always very difficult. One of the hardest things I found about this podcast is that, you know, look, I've no one to talk to, so, you know, it's very difficult. But also, I speak with the wonderful guys and the production team at Inter here that we have. And I always find it difficult to find a title because I have to create the title. But you know what? Yeah, my title for this one and was around, I mean, it may get changed, but I was thinking about, do I do Winning Hard? Because we did win hard against Genoa. But I really wanted to just go and to go with another step towards the Scudetto, because we are getting close. Look at that league table right now. Let me just do this for all there. Normally, if you do listen to our podcast, you will know that by now I've told you what we're going to do with the day. But I just want to talk about the league table right now. Maybe I'm getting overzealous. But Inter top Serie A. We have played 27 games and we have won 23 of them. Let that soak in. We've drawn 3, we've lost 1. We have a goal difference of plus 56. Now look at the nearest to us. That's 21 with Juventus, Milan on 19. And we need to talk about Bologna, and we will do. But we are in ridiculous form. Now, what I know that you're all saying to me is, Richard, please stop. Please stop talking, because don't curse things. And that's not what we're here to do at all. You know, we're here to look at how Inter have progressed. So, let me give you a quick roundabout. I think this is a good show today, so I'm really excited about this because it comes in a couple of parts, as always. So, number one, we cannot not look back against our fantastic win in San Siro against the Grifoni Genoa, who, can I just say, I'm going to give some credit to. I thought they were absolutely excellent, really, really played well against us and had me biting my fingernails. That used to be a characteristic of our good friend Thomas Lawrence, but today, this was definitely one where I was doing that. So we're going to look at that. We're also going to look at the next game against Bologna. And we're going to talk a little bit about Bologna because they are in some fantastic form. And that is what I would call a danger game. We have points in the bag, 15 of them, but we need to not reduce that. So that's going to be an interesting one. So we'll touch base on that shortly as well. But I'm going to give you a bit of hope. And it wouldn't be me and it wouldn't be this podcast if someone didn't mention Trapattoni, Lothar Matthäus, Aldo Serena, or someone in that era. I've got a classic game for you. Sorry to go back into my era. You know that I go all around and do different things all the time. But this one is from my era, 88-89, away at Bologna, and we win 6-0. Honestly, I'd say it before, we all know where to find the highlights. Go and have a look. So, in a minute, we'll start the show, but I hope you're smiling like I am, and this is going to be a good one. So, okay then, we are talking about Genoa. Wow. Look, every game we have gets us, like I said, a little step closer. I do think the atmosphere at San Siro is incredible. Look, the game against Atalanta was phenomenal. What we did against Atalanta, I have to admit, and I'm not saying that I'm a skeptic in any shape or form, but I was a little bit worried because Atalanta are such a good team. Genoa, for me, are an excellent team as well. I think what Gilardini was doing he's doing really well. I think with one more striker, they could really press a lot higher. I like what they're doing. I think it's really early stages. And that's going to bring me to a point straight from the off. Marcus Thuram said that this is, look, 3 years in the waiting, the fact that we've been planning this for a long time, and it's true. Inter are on a journey, and we're now seeing the fruits of some really hard work, obviously from Marotta, Inzaghi, the boys, our team, every single person at club, from the production staff to the kit men, to every single person. But you've got to give credit to the process. And I think sometimes in football that's lost because it's such a quick hit. It's such an immediate. And yeah, look, we've not been perfect. And look, we know if you're as old as I am, you've been so privileged to have had so many beautiful times with Inter, but also as well, look, we've had some ones sometimes that, you know, not as good. But right now we are reaping what we have sown as a club, and how the ownership have done things and what we've done. And, you know, as a fan base, what you guys have done as well by never giving up on this. And our fan base, for me, is one of the best in Europe, if not the best. I mean, obviously I'm biased, of course I'm biased. But, you know, we're allowed to be as fans, surely. So let's go on to this game against Genoa. I could talk more about Genoa, but I don't think it's necessary, because we are here to talk about one thing only. I mean, look at some of the... When you look at the lineup again, we go back into that process of talking about rotation. Carlos Augusto in the squad. Jan Bisek, I love it when he plays. Can I just say, Mkhitaryan is playing the best football he's ever played in any club. I'm talking Dortmund, Manchester United, wherever you want to talk. I think he's playing the best football of his career right now. We've got to mention Salny, because that was incredible. But again, you know, you're looking at Dumfries being in that team again. We saw Marko Arnautovic, Alexis, thank you. You know, that rotation, the squad, when they're ready to do this. We talked about this on the International Corner. If you want to go over to YouTube and look at the International Corner with my good self and Guy Ricotta, it's really worthwhile looking at some brilliant graphics that they did for that show. But listen to the consistency of the message. The consistency of the message of Inter when you get people like Dinamarco. Everyone's talking about the fact that they're in it together. Nobody's thinking about, are they playing every game? It's about winning the Scudetto and having that second star, remember? That's what's so amazing for me. Having that second star, maybe you can sense my excitement. And that's because I really believe by the end of this season we can have that. Or we're at least on the right way to go there. So look, in a nutshell, with the game against Genoa, I'll give you a quick run through, because we've got so much to get through here. And I'm really conscious. Obviously, we don't get a lot of time on here, because I don't think any of you would have appreciated a podcast that goes on for 2-3 hours. If you do, by the way, message the powers that be, and who knows, maybe I'll get that. I'm joking. So look, we know it was... Christian Aslani's strike. And yeah, look, it was a bit of a contentious penalty from Alexis, but we've had them against us over the years. And football is an emotive game. It's one of those things where, even with VAR, I'm not going to go deep into this. You get them, you don't get them. For me, it is what it is. I still think without the penalty, we win the game. And we got the better of Genoa and go 15 points clear at the table. Now, that means we have won 12 competitive matches played in 2024, all of them. And that included that midweek, if I can get my words out, the rescheduled 4-0 victory against Atalanta. Look, we know that Juventus lost to Napoli the night before. We had Bastoni suspended. We had Hakan not being able to play. Juan Cuadrado not being able to play. Plus, Thuram and Acerbi were fit, but only for the bench. And look, the Grifone, when I've talked about them before, now, the reason I'm giving them credit is because they've only lost one game in their last 11 Serie A matches. Now, this is really relevant for when we talk about when we face Bologna, another team in great form. Look... Without going into the game, I'm sure everyone listening to this podcast will have seen the game. But look, they had a huge opportunity in 25 minutes. And Jan Sommer, what a save. Doesn't mean he's got to do everything 24-7. That man, when he was called on was he's perfect when he's put, when he's called on. The concentration levels of Jan Sommer, you could write an article on, and should it should be done, because he really is incredible. And that's the art of goalkeeping, when you keep your head and how you concentrate, not just when you're getting peppered in the goal all the time. You know, look, Dumfries was close with so many different, and also another good goalkeeper, obviously Martinez, and the other goal was good. And but we took the lead when as Lani sprung the defence, and wow, I mean, look, Sanchez with the three ball. What a finish, by the way, from Christian. What a finish that is. Unbelievable. Well hit. And I'm sure he will be celebrating that for more than just tonight. Oh, well, the last couple of nights. Look, Barella was brilliant again. But then, look, the ref opted for a penalty. And, you know, well done, Alexis, to be able to stand up. You know, it's easy to talk about players when they're in form, like Letaro, like Marcus, like all the boys who are doing so well, Barella, Bastoni, Jan Sommer. But it's the guys who come off the bench who really need the credit as well, when you're not probably in that mindset, not in the zone, not in that way. But yeah, you come up, and the way he took that penalty, watch the eyes, watch the way he played that. That was beautiful. It was a beautiful penalty. And there is a beauty in penalties, and that shouldn't be forgotten. And I think with Alexis there, it was certainly one. This was a hard game. You know, Johan Vasquez got Genoa back in the game, and it was a peach of a goal. It was a beautiful goal. It was, yeah, you can't, you've got to give credit where credit's due. And they could have also been at 2-2. But you know what? Genoa, credit to them. Brilliant. I really enjoy watching Genoa at the moment. I thought they were absolutely brilliant. And that was a hard fought game for us, a really hard fought game. But 2-1 to Inter. We move on. Let's have a look at that second start. Potentially, we are getting there. And we need to be super, super proud of where we are right now, because we just do not give up. We do not stop trying to, how can I put this? Well, make your dreams come true, but also fulfill our very, very high aspirations, but also the immense potential we have in this squad. And this, as I said before, and I'll quote Marcus Thuram, this is 3 years in the making. This is not just for now. But we'll be back, and we're going to talk about Bologna after this. Well, I hope your excitement is there still, because obviously Bologna takes on two different areas, because we need to be conscious of the fact that we also play Atleti soon as well. We've got Napoli. We have quite a full fixture list coming up. And so I just want to touch on Bologna. I mean, look, you know, this is a squad where, you know, you look at the players, and they are a really good team. And when they might not have, the individuals are not as good as Inter's. Of course they're not. You know, but look at the state of how well someone like Lewis Ferguson is playing, how well he's come on, his character, his immense just positivity is unbelievable. Joshua Zirkzee is potentially one of the best players in the league this season, maybe. Well, most improved players, should we say that? I mean, look, I could go through this squad line by line, but there's no real point, because they are just simply very efficient, very together. And I think when we look at why Inter are so good is because we're so together. We're playing on Saturday, on the 9th of March. It's a really important game, because that's going to be tough. Because on the Wednesday, then we've got to go away to Madrid. And yeah, that's going to be tough. And then we've got Napoli after that on the Sunday. They've got a tough game in Barcelona as well. Against Barcelona, sorry, as well. But I really think that, you know, this win against Bologna, if we can get it, will really give a big catalyst to the Champions League. But again, at what cost? Now, just taking a bit of time for Bologna, if I just look back, I mean, we are today, you know, we're talking about the game that's coming up, on the weekend. But as of the when Bologna last played on the 3rd of March, that was a 2-1 win against Atalanta. And we know from watching that game that Atalanta, despite our domination, are not a pushover. Bologna have beaten Verona 2-0. They've beaten Lazio 2-1. That's not easy. They beat Fiorentina 2-0. Fiorentina can be up and down. We know Lecce and Sassuolo have all fallen to Bologna. They are on a massive upward curve. It's quite frightening how well they've done recently. Their next games, if they can navigate Inter, will be against Bologna, Salernitana, Frosinone and Monza. So they're going to be looking at this as like, wow, Champions League possible. The last bad result they really had was back in the 14th of January against Cagliari. So look, this is a team that we need to be careful of, but I believe we can really do something against them. It's not going to be easy. It really is not going to be easy because, as I said before, we need to rotate the squad. We need to rotate it as Inzaghi, I think, has done incredibly well to do so. In the manner that he's rotated the squad, it's been, yeah, look, it's been very well thought out. And I think this started a long time ago as well. We've seen the fullbacks been taken off and on at certain times. And we're sort of getting used to that. I don't know what's happening in the dressing room, but I can only imagine that something, that will to win, that will for the same goal must be really, everyone's taking that on so well. Because there's no dissenters in the squad at the moment. There's no dissenters in our squad. There's no dissenters in the situation where we are worried about the fact of people not being, you know, sometimes people can't play. It is what it is. And I know that's not a great thing to say, but players have got a very, you know, they're very career motivated, of course, which is fair. But our team are together. And so it's really huge. And you can see just when the likes of Aslani, Marco, obviously against Atleti, Alexis coming in, how well Acerbi's done. Look at the game against Roma. All the players who've come in. Badero, when he's played, everybody has stood up. Everyone stands up to that mark and there's a togetherness. So Bologna will be massive. I hope you're all going to tune into that. Yeah, it's going to be super exciting, of course. Now, I just want to draw you, before we go on to my nostalgic past, I just want to take you out to the fact that we are going to be having the next edition of the International Corner, which is on our YouTube channel. So again, with the podcast, I would like to just take this opportunity to ask you to subscribe to whether it's Spotify, to Insta, to wherever it might be where you get your podcast, but to have a look at that and give us a like, give us a review, please, because it's massive, because we really want to really push out the content we have in English. And the more that we know that that's being appreciated and liked. So listen, if you're tuning in every week to this and you like it and you want to hear it again, that's thank you first and foremost from myself. But also as well, to keep that going, the reviews are crucial. Same for the International Corner with Gaia Okota, who I have to say is a dream to work with. She's amazing. She's an absolute professional. And the Inter team that work on that show have blown my mind. I'm so privileged to be part of that show. And yeah, look, go onto YouTube, International Corner, and you'll see my ugly mug with, obviously, guys are very attractive. So don't worry about that one. That's not a problem. But yeah, you can look at what we're doing there, and there's some brilliant graphics on there as well. So yeah, please look at that. And that will be out somewhere around the 18th of March, but I'll confirm in the next podcast. Okay, I'm going uber nostalgia in 2 seconds. And it is a good one. So if you were thinking about tuning out, I'd wait for the end of this one because it's pretty good. I can honestly go back and it's like if I close my eyes, I don't know what happens with you, but maybe sometimes when everything's perfect, if for instance, I don't know, let's think of a perfect situation. Beautiful sunny day, the windows are open, there's a slight spring breeze, maybe you've got a glass of wine, I don't know, maybe you're just reading a book and you drift off and you got happy thoughts. I go straight back to 1988-89, and I watched that Inter squad, the Trapattoni, and yeah, I know it's boring, I've mentioned it before, but you know what, there are people of you listening to this who would be equally as happy drifting off, thinking of the treble, drifting off, hopefully all of us from this season. And we've had recent fun as well. Or, you know, what about Paris at the end of the century? Zanetti, Ronaldo. Come on, some of you are there. Depends on your age. Unfortunately, mine's there. So I wanted to take you back because, look, we're away at Bologna on, as I mentioned, the 9th of March. And I've been there a fair few times, and that stadium is beautiful, number one. The atmosphere, the ultras there are absolutely fantastic. So, and they are in form. We've talked about that as well. Probably one of the most informed teams other than us. I think they actually are in the league. I don't think anyone knows. It's us and Bologna are the two informed teams. So, you know, look, people can say about stats and probabilities of wins and everything else. I had a quick Google on a few things, or other things were available. And it said that Inter, oh, you know, it's more of a 46% chance they win. Hopefully we do, and hopefully that's right. But we'll see. Now, the point of this is when we go back, I want to just take you back. So again, unless you've been living under a rock, I talk about the fact that we won the 1988-89 Scudetto. Chairman, Ernesto Pellegrini, manager, coach, Giovanni Trapattoni. You know, although Serena was top scorer that season, we had players like the great and really missed, God rest his soul, Andres Bremer, Giuseppe Bergamo, a man I've interviewed and he's very close to my heart, Beppe Baresi, Walter Zenger, my hero, Lothar Matthäus, my icon, style icon, Nicola Berti, Aldo Serena, Ramon Diaz, there's so many here. I'm also going to have to just think about who else we drop into this because, you know, there were so many players in this lineup. Mandolini definitely won. Ah, oh, just such a good team. Anyway, Inter, where were we right then? Well, before that game, Inter had drawn the derby with Milan. Tough run of fixtures. So Inter had won. So there was an unfortunate game in February. Their first loss of the season to Fiorentina 4-3. Then Inter really kicked on. And I think it was 8 or 9 games on the trot they won. Now, some of these were the game. Now, you have to remember this in context as well of the teams at the time, so don't think about it now. So Verona were a good team, very good team. I'm not saying they're not now, but they were good. Ascoli, Pisa, Roma, Sampdoria, Como were up there, remember? Cesena, Pescara, all victories for Inter. Then the derby came, 0-0, April 89. Actually a really good game. If you want to go back and watch that, don't be perturbed by the score. Really, really good game. Really good game. Then we went away to Turin and drew 1-1 against Juventus, so still good. Then we beat Lecce 2-0. That Lecce game also, just so I know none of you might want to go in there, but goals from Diaz and Serena, really good game. Then we go to Bologna. Then we go to Renato Dallara. And do you know what? The funny thing about this game, and this is why I'm hoping we get some sort of reaction like this. Walter Zenger has to make some ridiculous saves early on. And it's not until the 31st minute that Lothar gets the pen. I'll give you the rundown first. I'm going to give you a quick overview of the game before we go. Ramon Diaz gets 2 goals in this game on the 54th. Well, he gets the next goal in the 54th minute before Aldo Serena on the 64th minute scores. 3 minutes later, it's Diaz again. Then Serena again. That goal, by the way, watch the pass from Matthäus. The finish, okay, for Aldo's immense ability to almost be like Altobelli, like the needle, to be able to slam the ball down and under. Okay, that one wasn't as efficient, but the ball from Matthäus, just watch it. And then Mattioli's goal, wow, best of the bunch on the 86th minute. We decimated Bologna, absolutely decimated them. And that was one, and I'm actually looking for this, and this is how old I am, but I remember, I think I have to buy this. I'm going to have to do this because it's still online somewhere. The headline in
So this was just after my birthday in May 1989. I was very young, obviously. But I remember Gazzetta dello Sport saying champagne Inter. And that was the first time I ever heard champagne football used. And so, yeah, wow. We were incredible that day. Absolutely incredible. So 6-0 it was. So I just wanted to give you a bit of a look. There's loads of different options to go and see this game. I really think you should when you're watching the build-up to it. Look, I remember it being called a tennis victory at the time. Because don't forget, 2 points for a win, and people weren't used to scoring this many goals. It really did sort of really push the pressure on Napoli there when Inter could have been overtaken. It was a statement win. I've told you about the goals already. It was incredible. It really was. And I don't think you can get much better than that. It was superb. But look, Mizuno is a shirt sponsor, all sport there, everything. It was one of the classics. But anyway, I'm going to have to leave it there. So listen, I once again want to thank you for listening. And like I said before, if you do like it, subscribe. I'm at RichHall80 on X or formerly known as Twitter. If you want to have some questions, let me know. I'd love it. And also for the International Corner as well with Guy Ricotto and myself. If you want to have any questions, either hit me or Guy up on X, on Instagram as well. I'm open to everybody on Instagram. And yeah, of course, obviously message the official Inter site directly, but we'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear some questions. And also, if you want to, you know, a game's coming up, you know the format now, what we do. We just did Bologna. There was a great Bologna game I've talked about. If you want your game, let me talk about you. Tell me why you loved it. Tell me why that mattered. Let's get some more stories about you out there so I don't have to just keep telling you my memories, okay? Brilliant. Again, I am absolutely on cloud nine. It's what a season to do this podcast. I've been doing this for a few years now, as you know, and I am absolutely ecstatic about what we're doing and how Inter are performing. So, for me, it's ciao for now. Forza Inter. See you soon.